When Afghanistan's government collapsed earlier this year, its central bank had about $7 billion in assets stored in the U.S. That money has been sitting there, frozen, even as the country faces a humanitarian crisis. Meanwhile, some families of people killed in the 9/11 attacks have made legal claims to these funds. Today, President Biden took the first step in trying to sort out what to do with these assets. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez joins us now. Hi, Franco.
Hey, Rachel.
So let's start with why this Afghan money is in the United States in the first place and why it's frozen.
Well, this is some of the international aid that has come from U.S. and international donors over the past 20 years during the war. It was money that belonged to the former central bank. And since the Taliban took over the country this summer, it has been frozen. The Taliban is designated as an international terrorist organization, so governments and banks cannot do transactions with them, and they don't. Meanwhile, the economy of the country has collapsed, and people are really struggling to get food and medical supplies.
But families of people who died in the 9/11 attacks are also suing for damages, and they've targeted these funds. How does that affect everything?
Yeah. So groups of families are in the middle of legal action about all of this. And the administration says it needs to respect the U.S. legal process and the claims being made by the groups of families of 9/11, even while it tries to sort out how to get some of the money to the Afghan people who really need it.
So what does this new executive order do? What's the plan for the money as of now?
Well, the plan is to basically split the money in two. Half of the money, about $3.5 billion, would be moved into a trust fund, which will be used for humanitarian aid and assistance for the Afghan people. U.S. officials said there would be a lot of protections to ensure that the Taliban can't get their hands on it. It'd be controlled by an independent third party and distributed via international aid groups. The other half would remain frozen, recognizing that these court actions related to 9/11 are still playing out.
I guess, Franco, I still don't understand how the U.S. government can control where this money goes, right? It's technically not theirs.
Yeah, it's very complicated. And it's also controversial because the money was put there for safekeeping for the Afghan people, but also potentially could lead other governments to think twice before they decide to park their own money in the United States if they think that sometime down the road the U.S. might seize it. But, you know, the leadership of the former central bank essentially dissolved, and the U.S. can't deal directly with the Taliban either. But the president does have emergency powers that the administration says it can take to use this step.
All right. So this isn't going to happen quickly, I imagine.
No, it is going to take a long time. U.S. officials were clear that no money will be moved until the court handling the legal claims of the families first issues a ruling. The Treasury needs to sign off on this. The Federal Reserve also needs to study and review the legality of the plan. And an independent third party needs to be set up to oversee the aid distribution. So there's a lot that needs to happen. And the U.S. officials said they also need to take time to make sure the money for the Afghan people actually goes to the Afghan people and does not wind up in the hands of the Taliban.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you.
Thank you.
We also want to share that we are following the news out of Afghanistan that two journalists and their Afghan colleagues have been detained in Kabul. That's language coming from the UN. The UN confirmed this in a tweet. They said that they had been on assignment for the UN Refugee Agency.